The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe with your host, Shalene Johnson.
Yo, hey there. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. This is a really great episode for you. By the way, my name is Shalene Johnson. I'm your host, and this is a podcast devoted to those of you who are building an online business. Whether you're a new entrepreneur or a veteran, I promise to give you the best tips, shortcuts to bring you the experts and to answer your questions. You can ask your questions by going to shalenejohnson.com/AskShalene. Today's question is perfectly topical for you. Anyone who regularly listens to business podcasts, dude, you need to hear this because you're a knowledge seeker. Now, speaking of seeking knowledge, you've probably heard many people talk about being in the Marketing Impact Academy. It is an online academy where I teach students everything they need to know from nuts to bolts in the right order about building your online business. We only open up registration once a year, but if you stay tuned to the end of this podcast, you can find out how you can win the opportunity to be added in now for free by winning a scholarship. All right, exciting stuff. Stay tuned. But first, this amazing question.
Hi, Shalene. This is Shannon. I am actually a member of your current Marketing Impact Academy, and I have discovered your podcasts, and I'm just downloading them and listening to them voraciously. And my question is, there's so much great content out there, not only from you, but from so many other people, and I've been subscribing to a lot of different lists, and I get their daily and weekly emails to my inbox, and I'm just discovering more podcasts and following more people on Facebook and social media, and I'm just a little overwhelmed with all of the great information out there about how to help me build my business online and be an online entrepreneur. My question is, how do you get on a schedule for being able to take in all this information and to download it internally and actually start applying it to your life and to help you grow your business? Is there a schedule or a plan that you have or a routine that you have? What does that schedule look like, and how do you actually take the time to implement the information that you're learning?
Phenomenal question. Thank you so much for this one. And this applies to probably everyone listening right now because you are a knowledge seeker. People who typically listen to podcasts are the types who want to know what they need to know. You're not spending time on your phone playing Monopoly. You're not on Facebook looking at random people's photos. You're not watching reality TV. You are expanding your brain. You are a knowledge seeker. The distraction for many of us is to just seek knowledge, to learn, and to never implement. In other words, to seek the knowledge, to learn the knowledge, to think about the knowledge, and then seek more knowledge without ever setting aside time to implement or actually to evaluate what it is we've just learned and then put it into practice. There's a great quote that goes like this: a little knowledge that acts is worth infinitely more than much knowledge that is idle. In other words, it's not acquiring the knowledge that makes our business move forward, that makes us a better human being, a better leader, a better whatever it is. It's not the knowledge. It's applying it. So it's often the people who just learn a little bit and then put it into practice who get so much further ahead. I mean, think of the people who just figured out something to get started on YouTube and started a channel, and now they have millions of followers. They didn't overthink it. They didn't join an academy only then to find out, well, maybe I should be doing Instagram and then, you know, do Instagram Impact. Only to find out, well, maybe I should learn more about Facebook advertising. We have to be very, very careful as entrepreneurs not to get caught up in that addiction to knowledge, because we love it, right? We love seeking knowledge and information, but it doesn't do us any good if we don't implement. It doesn't do us any good if we wait for everything to be perfect before we implement, or if we wait for us to know everything there is to know before we implement. Dude, you need to implement. So here is my very simple way to help all of you make sense of this, because it's really critical. It's the difference between people who move ahead and people who are like, I'm going to the seminars, I'm buying academies, I'm reading the right books, I'm doing all the things I'm supposed to be doing, except they're really not. They're just acquiring the knowledge. They're not actually doing. You must implement. The people who implement even just a little bit are rewarded. So here's the deal. I'm going to give you a very simple acronym that's going to help you stay on track. The acronym is CLEAR. Ready? So the C stands for consider. First, you have to figure out, like, what is it you really need to learn? I listen to podcasts, I read the titles, and if I think to myself, I've considered what it is I need to learn next in my business, and this may be entertaining, and this might be somewhat helpful or useful, but I'm not ready for it yet, well, then I have to consider whether it's worth my time to listen to it, or if my time is better spent implementing something I've already learned. So step number one is consider. Consider what it is most important that you master. Then you've got to look for it, right? You've got to find someone who's offering what it is you've just considered or decided that your business needs. Once you figure out what that is, then you have to learn. You have to learn it. You have to listen, and not just listen and go, oh, I get it. You actually have to take notes and understand it well enough that you could explain it back to someone. Doesn't mean you're an expert at it, but like you get it and you understand it well enough to start to make a list of your action steps. What do I need to do first? That's the L. Okay, now the next letter is E. So for E, you have to figure out and evaluate what exactly it's going to take to implement what you've just learned. What are all of the steps that's involved? Evaluate how long it's going to take in order to make this happen. So let's just say that you've recently listened to one of my podcasts about creating a freemium and you're like, oh yeah, cool. I got it. Yeah, I know I need to do that. And then you listen to my podcast about creating a better YouTube channel. You're like, oh, okay. Yeah. I got it. But you never, after listening to both those podcasts, you never like sat down and said, how much time is it going to take for me to do this? Because yo, knowing you need to do it is worth a hill of beans if you don't do it. Real talk right now. It drives me crazy. And I've got to give you a little bit of tough love here. Listening to podcasts, attending seminars, going to the experts, plunking down your hard-earned cash for the shortcuts, and then not taking the shortcuts is nothing short of it's stupidity. All that does is make you feel like you're a failure. Like you have all this knowledge, you know what to do, but why is everyone else moving ahead and I'm not? So I must be a failure. I just need to learn more. I need to go to more seminars. I need to listen to more podcasts. I need to read more books. I need to be smarter about this stuff. No, you don't. No, you don't. You have enough right now. You need to implement. You need to take a week off of learning. I know, I'm writing you a hall pass right now not to listen to any other podcasts until such time as you've done these steps as I'm about to explain to you. The first one was consider. Consider what's first. In my opinion, I've spelled it out for you. You can go back to my podcast that is called The Number One Mistake in Business, because that number one mistake is not doing the thing that I talk about in that episode. In my opinion, 98% of the people who are listening, if they haven't done that, that's what you need to do first before you figure out anything else you need to do. So first is C, consider. L is then you got to learn it. You got to figure out what's involved. And then the E is evaluate. How long is this going to take? So let's just say, hypothetically speaking, yours is to create a freemium. How long is it going to take for you to create that? Is it going to be an ebook? Is it going to be a series of videos showing people how to do what it is that you do? Is it going to be an audio program? Is it going to be a podcast? Is it going to be a series of photo tutorials? I don't know. But you've got to figure out how long that's going to take, and that's going to require you to evaluate it. Part of that evaluation process is scheduling then the time that you will use. You literally put it on your calendar, the time that you will block off to actually do these things, because the A in CLEAR stands for apply. Now you've just got to do. right? You've done evaluating, you're done learning, you're done considering. Now you must do. You must do. If you don't do anything, you're just learning and it's kind of pointless, right? It's like the person who knows everything they need to know from every Encyclopedia Britannica, but they never go outside of their house. Like, who cares? What's the point? You know, you win Jeopardy at home by yourself in your living room with your TV dinner. What's the point? You have to apply this stuff. Just applying a little bit is so much more powerful than having tons of knowledge that just sits idly in your brain. So now you apply it. You apply it and you don't worry about it being perfect. You apply it without fear of perfection because perfection just isn't going to happen until you throw it up against the wall, kind of sloppy, and then you can fix it. You can't fix what you don't put out there. So the application process is going to be messy. I want you to think of it as being messy. Just get it out there, whatever it is you have to apply, whether that is learning to write emails or creating your freemium, designing a website, registering another domain name, setting up your first email management system, whatever it is, it may be messy. Now the R and the final letter in my acronym CLEAR is to review. Now that you've got everything up, right, and you've considered what it is you need, you've learned about it inside and out, then you've evaluated it to see exactly what it will take. Next, you've set aside the time, blocked it off on your calendar, and you've applied it. You've made changes in your business. Hello, now you already feel amazing because you're finally moving forward. The R is to review. How did that go? Right? Is this working? Do I need to tweak it? The review also stands for what's next? Because we're so hungry for knowledge, you and I, it's just we're that type of individual. We're always wanting to seek more knowledge. But before you just run out and download the next podcast or go and buy another online academy or attend another seminar, before you do that, review and figure out what should you focus on next. It's very easy to get caught up in just whatever everyone else is talking about and wanting to feel like you're in the know. I mean, at a certain level, it is important that we know what's happening in business. But again, it's all pointless if we don't set aside the time we need to apply these things, to do. Anytime someone comes to one of my seminars, that's one of the last things that we do on the final day is I make everyone pull out their phones and block off the time that they need to apply the things that they've just learned. Otherwise, the time you've spent away from your family, away from your business, the money you've invested to be in that seat to learn from these experts, the money you've invested to fly to whatever location we're in, all of that becomes a waste if you never apply it. And for me, I know I did that. I went to seminars and didn't apply half of what I learned because I never scheduled it. I never evaluated, okay, all of this sounds interesting. Which pieces do I need to do and which ones do I need to do first? Now, lastly, I just need to tell you, sometimes that means you've got to put on blinders. There are people who, for me, they almost feel like drug dealers because they get me so excited about all the new techniques and the latest business strategies. And when I'm around them, I feel like I just don't know enough and I want to keep up with the amount of knowledge they have and their latest techniques. And I want to know as much as they know, but I have to remind myself to keep blinders on because it's not about knowing more than someone else. It's simply about doing and doing things in the right order, the order that makes sense for your business. So keep yourself accountable. Sometimes we have to slow down so we can speed up. Most of us feel like if we're not learning, we are at a standstill. And that's simply not true. You must apply the things you've learned in order to move forward. And at times that feels like everything else comes to a screaming halt. You just feel like, oh no, I don't have time to go on Facebook and this means my business is going to suffer. And if I don't have time to do this or to do that, everything's going to slow down and my sales won't come in and I won't continue to build my email list. All of those things will happen and they will happen at a quicker pace if you do the things you know you need to do, if you slow down and implement. Lifers, thank you so much for listening to Build Your Tribe. Thank you so much for writing your reviews for this show. As you know, we like to give away every month. One person receives a scholarship to Build Your Tribe. I'm really excited to share this message with you because here's an individual who just graduated from college And instead of heading off into their master's, they're going to get a degree in the Marketing Impact Academy. And it sounds to me like the timing was just right. So sit back and enjoy this message. But remember, you can qualify yourself to be entered into our drawing each month to receive a scholarship to the Marketing Impact Academy. All you have to do is write a review for the show and be sure to include the hashtag IWantMIA. Oh gosh, and don't forget, you've got to write that review for Build Your Tribe. I know a lot of you listen to the Chalene Show and Build Your Tribe, but this offer only applies to those who are writing reviews for Build Your Tribe. So be sure to double check that. The cover art looks very similar. So didn't mean to confuse you, but I do want to make sure you're leaving your review in the right place.
Hey, Chalene, it's Katie Hake from Indiana. I just wanted to call and let you know, last week I got rejected from graduate school. Now, I have never been so flippin' happy to get a rejection letter. If you would have asked me 6 months or even a year ago that I was going to graduate without a J-O-B, I would have been a hot mess, not knowing what to do, and just probably feeling awful. But thanks to you and Brett's gift of Marketing Impact Academy, I feel so confident and ready to go full-blown with my online fitness business and being my own boss and designing my life how I choose. And I owe it all to you and Build Your Tribe and all the trainings that you have provided. So I just wanted to call and say thank you so much. Those of you listening, you can follow me on Instagram at KT Hake, H-A-K-E, and click the link in my bio to opt in to my free 5-day fitness challenge. Thank you so much. YouAreTheBomb.com.
Dude, how awesome is that? That really makes my day. I mean, you don't need to be strapped with all that student debt anyways. Go make your millions, girlfriend. I hope you will take the time to encourage this young entrepreneur by visiting her Instagram page and taking advantage of the fact that she's created a freemium with a link in her bio on Instagram. For those of you who would also like an opportunity to become a Marketing Impact student, don't forget that you can be entered into our monthly drawing by writing a review for Build Your Tribe on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to include the hashtag IWantMIA, because I want you to succeed. Well, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. My promise to you, as always, is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. This episode has been sponsored by CourageousConfidenceClub.com. It's a club that I've created specifically to help people who struggle with confidence and insecurities and social settings and just standing up for themselves, being yourself and feeling good about it. All of us could benefit from having more confidence. I'd love for you to just experience a taste of it. So please be my guest by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips. Now, if you don't feel like writing that web address down or remembering to go there later, all you have to do is, while you're listening from your phone, send me a text message. The number is 949-565-4337, and that is for U.S. residents. Then just send me the word confidence, and I will send you access to this video. This video will help you to eliminate self-doubt and just feel more confident in any situation, whether it's work or personal or just your social interactions. Every one of us can benefit from having more confidence. There you'll submit your email address, and I will immediately send to your inbox my latest training video, where I teach you step by step how to feel more confident in just about any social setting. I think you'll find this incredibly useful, whether it's business or personal or just in your everyday interactions. Confidence is something that makes life easier. It helps you to raise more confident, self-efficient children. It allows us to speak our mind, to stand up for ourselves, to do the things that otherwise we are paralyzed by fear, and we just allow our own thoughts to stop us. By learning how to overcome self-doubt and fear of success, you can become that confident person that others are attracted to. The person you want to be, the person you deserve to be, the person you know is inside of you. So thank you for checking out my free tools by going to ShaleneJohnson.com/confidence tips.